happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with a Word. Today is Monday, April 27th, 2020. Today's podcast is episode 17 in series 2020 and is titled, How to Experience the Abundant Life of Christ. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then God has given you hundreds of promises, the fulfillment of which He wants you to experience in your life in a practical way. But what if you are not experiencing the fulfillment of God's promises in your life? What is wrong? Well, first of all, of one thing you can be sure, the problem is not on God's end. The problem is on your end. Okay, so what is the problem? To find out, let's take a look at Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Notice the verb tenses in this verse. The first verb, ask, is in the present tense. The second verb, believe, is in the present tense. The third verb, receive, is also in the present tense. The fourth verb, will have, is in the future tense. So three of these verbs are in the present tense, the now, and one of the verbs is in the future tense, in a time yet to happen. Now, keeping those tenses in mind, let's read this verse like this. Therefore I say to you, whatever you ask for when you pray, believe at the instant you ask that you receive it at the instant you ask, and you will experience the answer in your life at a future date. What this verse is actually saying is that we must believe that we receive what we ask for the instant we ask for it. The asking, the believing, and the receiving occur at the same instant in the spirit realm. When these three acts, the asking, the believing, and the receiving, coincide, in other words, when they occur at the same instant, then what we ask, believe, and receive in the spirit realm in that instant will eventually show up in the physical realm in the future. To put it another way, the simultaneous asking, believing, and receiving take place in the spirit realm, and those three acts done at the same time will bring what we ask for from the spirit realm to the physical realm at a future date. It is our faith that connects the two realms. It is our faith that brings the promise of God from the spirit realm to the physical realm so that it can show up in our lives and we can experience it in a practical way. Let's consider healing, for example. We may need healing from a disease. Mark 11:24 tells us that when we ask for healing, we must believe that we receive it the instant we ask for it. If we believe that we receive our healing the instant we ask God for it, then we will eventually see the sickness leave our body. Most believers, however, believe that they have received an answer to their prayer only after the answer shows up. But in most cases, the answer will never show up in their lives because their prayer was motivated by hope, not faith. When we pray with the mentality that we are not healed until we are free of symptoms, we are praying in hope, not faith. Hope is always future, but faith is now. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is always present tense because God is always present tense. So, if you want to experience the abundant life Jesus died to give you, pray in faith. Believe you receive the answer to your prayer in the spirit realm the instant you ask, and then you will experience the answer to your prayer in the physical realm in the future. By doing this, you will be bringing the answer to your prayer from the spirit realm to the physical realm by your faith. There are hundreds of promises in God's Word for those who follow Christ. If you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, I urge you to start following Him now. He is the only way to be saved. He is the only one who can set you free. Pray this simple prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, I need you to save me. I come to you now, asking you to forgive me of my sin. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Make of me what you created me to be. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this simple prayer, please write to me at drmarianne@marianndiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your relationship with Jesus Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day, starting in the Gospel of John, which is in the second half of the Bible. The Bible is God's love letter to you, His manual for your life. In it, He reveals who He is. In it, He reveals His infinite love for you and instructs you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you can learn about Him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about many of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. One such story that deals with the issue of racism is my latest novel, In Black and White. This novel recently won first place in the historical category of the 2020 Christian Indie Book Awards contest. It is the compelling love story between a white woman and a black man as they face overwhelming obstacles, societal and familial, that threaten to destroy their love. You can purchase your copy in print or ebook format on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iBooks, and other popular venues. For additional resources on living the abundant life in Christ, visit my website at marianndiorio.com. If you have been blessed by these messages, I also invite you to become a Winning with the Word patron on Patreon. As a patron, you will enjoy special benefits only for my patrons. Just go to patreon.com and search for Winning with the Word to join. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do it without you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.